The juvenile court pays for the experts. It comes out of the court's funds.
It won't cost us anything? Sandy asked.
Her husband growled. Avery Johnson assured her it wouldn't. For the first time, she saw some compassion in his eyes. He probably understood a great deal more about their finances than she'd thought. The advantage of having our own expert is that he'll be subject to patient-client confidentiality. Danny can be perfectly honest with him, and if we think that's too damning in the end, we simply won't have our expert testify. No one will be the wiser.
But us, Sandy said.
If you have the information, you can get Danny help, Avery said calmly.
If you keep him out of adult court, she countered.
That's the challenge, he agreed. For a 13-year-old boy, adult court spells doom.
They were all silent for a moment, contemplating the road ahead and the young life at stake. Sandy rubbed her aching temples.
Danny didn't do it, Shep said stubbornly. I'm going to prove it.
The phone rang. Shep automatically picked it up. He said hello, and then his face froze and he slammed the phone down.
Wrong number, he muttered.
But they all knew he was lying. The phone had been ringing all morning. Disembodied voices yelling, I hope they rape the bastard good. I hope in prison they fucking tear him apart. Baby killer, baby killer, baby killer. Sandy had lived in this town all her life. She had loved it with her whole heart. She turned back to Avery Johnson. What are our chances? Tell me honestly. What happened to the other boys accused of mass shootings?
Nearly all are in jail for life. But most of the shooters were 16, which made them fall automatically under the jurisdiction of adult court.
But not everyone. There's been an exception?
Jonesboro. Those two boys were too young, and Arkansas didn't have a statute for sending juveniles to adult court.
They remained in juvenile custody?
I believe they were ordered held until their 21st birthdays.
Sandy felt hopeful for the first time. And did that work out, Mr. Johnson? She asked anxiously. Are they safe, productive members of their community now?
Nobody knows yet, Mrs. O'Grady. Nobody knows.